John chapter 9. Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that those who see not might see, and that those who see might be made blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see.' Therefore your sin remains." I want to talk to you about spiritual blindness. This is the way it came to me this afternoon. And there's basically two causes of blindness. And I'm talking about spiritual blindness, obviously. And one of those is ignorance, which is just simply lack of knowledge. If you don't know something, you're in the dark, right? And then the other one is actually obstinance, which is defined as impossibly stubborn. We call that dogmatic. You don't want to know the truth. And that's where much of the church is today, which is sad. That's where much of the nation is today. People would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 15, and I want to look at verses 12 through 14 in Matthew chapter 15. Then came his disciples, this is speaking of Jesus, "Then came his disciples and said to him, 'Do you not know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?'" This is when he's talking about, it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the heart. "But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be plucked up.'" And then you understand he's talking to the religious people, the elite, if you will, those who prided themselves in knowing the scriptures. And he said to them, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall in the ditch." And then go over to the 23rd chapter of Matthew. "Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater judgment. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, he is a debtor. You fools and blind, which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever so swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is upon the altar, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar swears bent by all things thereon. And whosoever shall swear by the temple swears by it and him who dwells therein. And he who shall swear by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and onyx and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These you should have done, and not to have left the other undone. You blind guides who strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres which have information. In other words, you're deceived in believing something because you don't know the truth. You don't have all the knowledge. Or it can also be willful deception to where you don't want to know the truth. And it's amazing how much of this is prevalent today. How many people don't want to know the truth? And the reason being, truth will confront you. And so if you're comfortable where you are and somebody tells you the truth and you don't want to change, what happens? You reject the truth. And that's why you have so many people so dogmatic in various denominations and all this. I was born this and I'll die that. Well, you're stupid too if that's the way you're thinking. Because what it does, it shuts you off from the truth of the Word of God. And it's not just that you're deceived, but you like being deceived. And I don't understand why a person would like to be deceived. But you're seeing it all around you today. All types of deception are going on. Blind people. No, I'm talking about spiritual blindness. What is spiritual blindness? It's lack of knowledge. You don't know the truth about God. There's things you don't know about God, and yet you're telling other people about God, talking about things you don't even know what you're talking about. I've heard good teacher, one particular guy I'm thinking about, an excellent teacher, teach on the Holy Spirit. It was an absolute disaster. He's talking about something he hasn't experienced. How can you tell me about the Holy Spirit when you don't know the Holy Spirit by experience? How can you tell me this isn't real when I've tasted it and I know that it is real? You with me? And so if you refuse to believe the truth and you want to fabricate your own truth, then you are creating a blindness for yourself. And people are doing it every day. And so you have to ask yourself, am I following a blind person? How many of you would want to get a blind tour guide? I mean, think about it. That's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? But yet people are getting blind leaders leading them every week. And they like that because it's not confronting them. They're not challenged. They have a comfort zone. They like living in the comfort zone. And truth won't leave you in a comfort zone. It's going to grow you. It's going to stretch you. The Lord doesn't want us where we are. He doesn't want us as infants. He wants us to grow into a spiritual maturity. And so I have to ask myself the question, am I being led by the blind? Am I subjecting myself to people who don't know the truth of God? Now, I want to show you something here about this. Are they teaching the Bible? Or are they teaching about the Bible? There's a world of difference between the two. A lot of people will teach about the Bible, but they don't teach the Bible. You can teach about it and impregnate it with all your opinions and your little prejudices. You understand? But if you teach the truth, you have to lay aside your opinion. You have to lay aside denominational belief. And then you have to listen to what's the Spirit of God saying to me. You understand this Word was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And if we'll read it with an open mind, the Holy Spirit will inspire us to understand it. But there has to be a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. You have to want to know truth. God won't force feed you. You understand? The world will. They'll shove it down your throat. God doesn't operate that way. So I have to look at what materials I'm reading, what I'm setting before me. Am I allowing something to blind me? Or am I following something that is actually enlightening me and I'm gaining revelation as I go along? I promise you, if you're in pursuit of God and you're listening to the Spirit of God, you're going to get revelation as you go through life. You understand? It's not just once in a blue moon, as the old saying goes. It will be on a pretty regular basis. You'll start seeing things you've never seen before, understanding things you've never understood before, because you're in pursuit of God, and God doesn't run away from us. You understand? People talk about pursuing God. Well, God will let you check Him, catch Him. You understand, if you're really diligent about that. Then I have to ask myself, am I leading the blind? Am I blind? Do I have a vision? You know, the Pharisees, the religious leaders there, you know, they hear Jesus make this statement. They said, are we blind? Now, the obvious answer to that, if you just read between the lines of it, he says, absolutely. And the reason I know you're blind is because you see and you can see. But I see how you're leading the people. And what I'm seeing is you're leading the people in blindness. You don't know the truth. You talk about things, but you don't even know what you're talking about. How many preachers preach messages and don't even know what they're saying? They just come up with a message. But have you ever experienced it? You understand? Once you experience things, you know the truth about those things. But until you enter into the experience, you're just talking. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just telling something that somebody else has told. And that's what so many people are doing. So I have to look at myself. Am I blind? Am I leading blind? Now, as I was thinking about this, this came to me. Are you leading the blind or are you restoring their sight? Religion just leads blind people. They don't restore their sight. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to recover the sight for the blind. In other words, God gives us revelation to where we can share that revelation with others to where the blindness can be removed from them if they want to see. But it's amazing how many people don't want to see. Because then you have to change. Even naturally, if a blind person gets his sight restored, there's changes that he's going to have to make in life. Where possibly other people were waiting on him, he's going to have to do some stuff for himself now. He can't be dependent upon someone else. And that's been our problem. Church people have been dependent rather than independent. They want to just listen to what the preacher says rather than to get into the Bible and check out what the preacher's saying to see if it's true. Is that the Word of God? And then I have to ask myself this question. Am I just telling people about God? Or am I actually teaching people? Am I training them? Am I just talking to them? Or is there a demonstration? Is there an example? If I said what Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ, would you ever get there? I'm going to tell you what. A lot of preachers today, if they were to make that statement, you'd die of old age and never get to Christ if you follow them, because they're not following the Lord Jesus Christ. That's blind people. They're following religion. They're following dogmatism. They're following tradition, but not following the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and what that creates is spiritual blindness. Excuse me. God does not want us blind. He wants our eyes open so we can open other people's eyes. Do you realize we're called the light of the world? We're called children of light, children of the day, not of the night. Do you understand what that means? It's not talking about natural light and darkness. It's using natural light and darkness to illustrate a truth. Light, when it's daylight, you can see to get around pretty well. You understand? But at night, you're going to have some help or you grope in darkness. Well, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we accept the Holy Spirit to where He can come in and live in us and actually give us light and get the Word of God in us. The interest of your Word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. Your Word's a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. And so we have an advantage. We're not walking in darkness. We're not trying this and trying that. We follow the instructions. We get the results. You see the difference? God doesn't try anything. He does things. And that's what He's wanting us to do, to hear Him and not experiment, but just obey what He's saying, and then we'll be walking in light. And then this question was asked me this afternoon, you know, by the Spirit, are you demonstrating or mandating? Religion will mandate to you what you should do, what you should not do, all these type things. They'll be talking about God, but they're giving you all these mandates you have to fulfill. Jesus demonstrated. The Pharisees and the scribes mandated. They did not demonstrate. That's why Jesus said, you'll search land and sea to make a proselyte, and then once you get someone converted into your religion, now he's two times the son of hell. He was a sinner, now he's a religious sinner. And the churches are full of religious sinners. Try to win one of those. He already knows it all. Try to get him born again when he tells you he is. And the truth of the matter is, he's ascended to some code or some instructions or some rule book, but has never entered into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's as blind as a bat, you understand, because he's following blind people. If you want to walk in light, then you need to seek light. You need to seek the children of light. You with me? And it's amazing to me how many people read secular books and all these other things and watch all these Hollywood movies about the Bible, which are just fabricated and embellished and all that. They're not the truth. Matter of fact, you ever take and compare it to the Scriptures, you can tear it apart. Because it's just coming out of some man's imagination of what he thinks it would be like. And it's embellished heavily. We need to watch that stuff. The Holy Spirit in us enlightens us. I like the song, I once was blind, but now I see. What's the difference? He got a revelation of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is light. And when light comes in you, it enlightens you. As a matter of fact, in John, the first chapter, it talks about in the beginning was the Word with God. The Word was God. The same as in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, not anything was made that's made. And He says, in Him was life, and the life, or the light, the life gave light to every person that comes into the world. So when the life of God comes into a person, it enlightens a person. It gives you illumination. And every one of us, if you're born again, you know that by experience. Before you were born again, you were in the dark on things. You could read the Bible, but you didn't understand what you was reading. I read the Bible for years, but I didn't know what I was reading. I was just putting in time, like many people do, you understand. But I can tell you this, once I got full of the Holy Spirit and started reading and paying attention to what I was reading, I started seeing things that I didn't even know was in the Bible. And I'll tell you something interesting that happened to me. Actually, it happened in 1980, and it was just a supernatural thing that happened on my job. I was still working secular work. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just opened the Word of God up to me. And I started writing things, and then I thought, the church has lied to me. They told me this, this, this. Now that I'm in here reading the Bible for myself, I'm finding that this is not what the Bible says. The church has told me what an organization said. They did not tell me what the Bible said. And I didn't realize how much of that was true. I didn't realize how much of the religion being pushed down my throat was not true. Not Bible truth. You understand? And so it's amazing that you can sit in church 40, 50, 60 years and be in the dark. Be spiritually blind. If the people you've subjected yourself to are not giving you revelation from God. If they're just teaching you what the denomination hands down. You know, I was teaching an adult class when the Lord really opened some things up to me, and I went to the pastor and I told him, I said, you need to get another teacher to teach the adult class, because I can't teach out this cordless commentary anymore. I don't agree with it. I said, the Lord's shown me things, and I'm going to go with what God said. He said, well, don't resign. Go with what God says. And I'll always admire the man for that, because at the time, he didn't even believe. But he was open to the Spirit of God. You understand? And I thank God for that. But I thank God for the revelation, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And it's not that I was anybody special. It was I was in hot pursuit. You understand? I couldn't read enough. I couldn't get enough. I wanted to know the Lord. And when you want to know the Lord will be glad to show himself to you. You reach out to him, and I'll promise you, he'll be reaching out to you. I don't care who you are. And you understand, at the time that this happened, I was a mechanic. I was not a preacher, and I didn't have preaching on my agenda. Never intended to be a preacher. I just wanted to know the Lord. I enjoyed what I was doing. But I can tell you now, when you get that revelation on the inside of you, it'll change your interest, and it'll take you from this direction to that direction. It'll get you on the right track instead of on a natural track. Now your eyes are open to what really matters. The world's dark, and it's amazing how we pursue the darkness of the world. And I was guilty in the first degree, because that's what I was pursuing, the things of the world, the darkness of the world, thinking I was enlightened. You know, that's the sad part. People think that they're enlightened, you know. We get an education, we get this, we get that. Now we know some things, and you're still in the dark. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot of what, I picked this up from my brother, he just calls them intellectual coneheads. You're just walking around with a lot of education, a lot of degrees, as dumb as a wall is hanging on. You understand? You just have the degrees, but when it comes to common sense, when it comes to the applications of life, you don't know how to apply the truth. And that's the problem with people that sit in church Sunday after Sunday. They hear stuff, but they don't know truth, and they don't know how to apply truth. Consequently, they're blind. They're blind. And the Lord's wanting to remove the blindness. And the Spirit of the Lord's on the body of Christ to do that. How do we do that? We teach people the truth. We teach them the truth. Not force feeding. But we teach them the truth, and we demonstrate the truth. Don't teach somebody something you're not living. You understand? You walk it out. If you tell them not to hate, you can't hate. You understand? If you tell them to love, you need to be demonstrating love to your fellow man. And any other subject you want to take out, you tell them to live by faith, or you're living by faith. You see where I'm coming from? Now, what you're doing is you're actually showing them the light, not just talking about it. But you're demonstrating in light what the Lord has done for you. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot more light to come. We have not arrived, nor will we, in this life. We're seeing through a glass darkly right now, you understand. But when the full revelation comes, that'll be a glorious time, won't it? When you think about when you get just a little bit of revelation, man, that just, you're just joyful over, boy, the Lord just showed me something. But what about when all the blindness is taken away? The bottom line is you have to want to see. And there should be a hunger in us to want to see, to want to know truth. And when you start reaching out for God, there's hope for ignorance. There is no hope for obstinance. You understand? God himself can't teach you if you don't want to learn. We don't understand the power that we have to resist God. Jesus in his hometown could not do. It didn't say he would not. He could not. Why? Because they rejected Him. And so there's people that will reject truth. There's people that you try to share a thing with that won't believe you. You understand? But walk it out anyway. You walk in it. If nobody walks with you, then you just take the journey. The Lord's with you, and so you're in good company. You're never walking alone when you're walking in truth. The Lord's with you. And the Lord will keep you from stumbling in the dark by opening your spiritual eyes. That's why Paul wrote to the Ephesians and saying that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. He said, this is how I'm praying for you, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know, not hope, not wish, not think about, but that you may know the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of the inheritance in Christ Jesus. In Colossians, he said, I'm praying that you be filled with the knowledge of the will of God with all wisdom and understanding that enables you to walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. Now we're talking about blindness being removed. When that's your desire, when you start crying out to God, Lord, open my eyes. I don't want to be blind. I don't want to think I know it all. Then He'll start showing you things, revealing things to you. But I'm going to tell you this, that I've been in the ministry for a while and was in the denomination for a while, but they like blindness. And when the Lord started bringing truth in, they rejected the truth. They'd rather stay in the darkness than to walk in the light. Don't be like that. Don't be willfully blind. If you don't know something, that's one thing. But when you could know it and you don't, that's another thing. And I can tell you right now, God is more than willing to reveal. We have to be willing to receive and come out of this spiritual blindness. Don't follow the blind. Don't lead the blind, just leading them. Get them out of their blindness by teaching them, by training them, by demonstrating to them the ways of the Lord. Amen. Well, that's the message. I could talk a long time about that, but it would just be rhetoric. And that would be beneficial. I don't want to be blind. You know, I didn't want to be blind as a mechanic. Father, I thank You that You bless us indeed, You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us, You keep us, You make Your face to shine upon us, You're gracious unto us, You lift up Your countenance upon us, and You give us peace. Well, Lord, we invite You to rise up, let Your enemies be scattered. Those who hate You, flee before You. Amen. Good to have Harold Jury with us. Jury's